This is CIWB-FM at 98.3 FM, Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Wave 98.3, two wonderful men. And talented, are they not? Rob Tardik, Dave Cause, Be Positive.
Probably two of the most positive people I've ever bumped into, actually. 309 Dino here, and I do have a better day than yesterday when it came to traffic. What a mess that was. Wow. Hopefully you weren't stuck in that for 4 hours. We had a Highway 99 issue yesterday, which had to do with one accident, turned into seven accidents, and it was just piling up. Today, a lot calmer. We've got the normalness of a typical afternoon. The cut is busy right now. Lionsgate's starting to get busy on the West Vancouver side, but not too bad. It's still the better route than if you were to try and get to downtown Vancouver from the North Shore. So I would take the Lions Gate right now. And then a choke point again is the Oak Street Bridge, where they've been doing that sewage work probably for eternity. That's causing all the different people to go for little grid map kind of alternative routes in the side streets to try to get onto the Oak Street Bridge. Doesn't work. Trust me. People have tried, and it is just, there are no shortcuts in that area. And then we get to the Massey Tunnel. Well, it's pretty much normal. There's a bit of a backup right now on both sides of the tunnel, but for no reason. It's just normal flow. That's what's happening with traffic. It's Bobby Caldwell. What about me? Wave 98.3.
I got a little bit ahead of myself, thinking love was strong, coming off of the shelf for you. Never had a clue. Met, I was doing fine, then I strung along like a fish on a line. It's true, you made me a believer, but you were thinking only of yourself. What about me? What about the love we made? Did you think so little of those special nights romancing?
This is saxophonist Darren Ron of the Ron Brothers, and this is the brand new song from me and my twin brother Jason entitled Blast. Blast is all about the horns, y'all. We've got the horn section, the lead trumpet, the lead saxophone, and not to mention we had a blast working on this tune. So check it out right here on Vancouver's coolest vibe, Wave 98.3.
Wave 98.3, the Ron Brothers in Blast, the name of that song. Dino here, 318. How you doing? Still got turkey leftovers? I know. I'm going to dive into some of those later on tonight. Thank you for our many listeners who are giving me their leftovers. I appreciate it. It's always nice being a bachelor. I do have the latest on, if you're looking for some money, some cash, everyone's having a hard time paying for the food and the bills and all that kind of stuff. There are part-time and full-time jobs available for Mount Seymour. So if you're into the ski season, they got a big giant job fair. It's happening on Sunday. That's this Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And at the foot of Mount Seymour Parkway and Mount Seymour Road is a mall. And behind that mall, behind the Safeway, is a place called Park Gate Community Center. That's where everyone's going to be showing up between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Sunday to get yourself a job if you want one. And they're saying, well, some of them pay up to $30. Good luck.
Hey, this is Steve Oliver.
And I'm Dave Koz, inviting you to listen right here this weekend to the Dave Koz Radio Show. My special guest in the studio will be guitarist Steve Oliver. You don't want to miss it. He's got a lot planned for us. Remember to visit DaveKoz.com for all the details and be here this weekend. Steve Oliver and yours truly on the Dave Koz Radio Show.
The Dave Koz Radio Show is heard every Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on Wave 98.3.
Well, hello there. It's Phil Evans with Life Around Town in concert with Kwantlen Polytechnic University. Are you a fan of jazz, blues, and world music? If so, you should check out Jennifer Scott and Brasileira Quartet Saturday the 19th at the Inlet Theatre in Port Moody. We've put the event and ticket info at wave983.fm under the concerts tab. The Wave is thrilled to support the Ocean Film Festival World Tour. This year's festival highlights the beauty and power of the ocean with divers, surfers, oceanographers, and of course, lots of marine life. It's Thursday, November 7th at the Centennial Theatre in North Vancouver. Ticket information at wave983.fm. And British Columbia's largest model train expo rolls into the PNE Forum November 2nd and 3rd. Vancouver Train Expo is for everyone, from hobbyists and modelers to kids and families. It's fascinating. Tickets will be available at the door. Life Around Town is in concert with Kwantlen Polytechnic University. Visit them online at kpu.ca.
Dino here at 320, and when I said $30, I mean $30 an hour. They're up to that wage is what they're offering at that job fair. So maybe you'll be one of the lucky ones to hang out in the snow. It's a good spot up there, Mount Seymour. They got the park on the side of the parking lot as well. Dino with the latest in wave weather. Well, there's still this lurking thunderstorm potential and the rain. Well, this is going to be a rainy week overall, but we're going to get some sunshine on Thursday and then on Monday and Tuesday and rain in between. Tomorrow we're going to have a high around 12 degrees. Still small chance of showers. So those big fluffy clouds coming by usually drop a little bit of rain sometimes. Right now at 555 West Georgia, we're holding at 14 degrees, and I do see sunshine out there. Brian Culberson, Hey Girl, Wave 98.3. It's kind of hard. I got to peek between the big buildings, you know, so I can see that little bit of sun. You're with Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Being respectful is cool.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe. We'll be right back.
Wave 98.3 running hot. Elaine Trotman, Dino 333. And there is one vehicle that is causing a little bit of a problem. People are doing the looky-loo. It's not really causing a problem on the road as much as it's just a big thing to look at. A stalled dump truck in the bus lane just south of the Westminster Highway and Highway 99. Now, unlike yesterday, it's not as horrible as it was yesterday. My gosh, I can't even imagine. I felt for you if you were stuck in that lineup on Highway 99 because they closed it down at 5 o'clock for a while there, and seven accidents plus stacking up. Well, today it seems like a lot of people are coming from the airport heading into town, so it's getting rather busy on the Arthur Lang there. Southwest Marine Drive heading southbound. A lot of traffic right now, backed up all the way to West 41st, actually. And then, of course, we've got that gridlock that's happening getting onto the Oak Street Bridge. Once you're onto the Oak Street Bridge heading southbound, you're fine, but leading up to it is backed up all the way to about 50th Avenue, approximately. And then all the side roads are all choked as well. Typical kind of stuff. Over at the ferries, only one sailing wait, and that is the 5 o'clock sailing is full, and that is Swanson to Swartz Bay. 6 o'clock is available. Over at Horseshoe Bay, things are going fine. Chris DeBerg, the lady in red, Wave 98.3. Glad you're with us. Enjoy the drive today, unlike yesterday. Wave 98.3.
You and me is where I wanna be. doesn't seem that way, but maybe it's the perfect blessings in disguise, that all the rain clouds are fountains, though our troubles seem like mountains, there's gold in them hills, there's gold in them hills, so don't lose heart, give the day to start. Every now and then life says, where do you think you're going so fast? We're apt to think it's cruel, but sometimes it's a case of cruel to be kind. We'd get up off our knees, well, then we'd see the forest for the trees, and we'd see the new sun rising over the hills on the horizon. There's gold in them hills, there's gold in them. There's no telling how the day might end. We'll never know until we see that there's gold in them hills. There's gold in them hills. So don't lose heart. There's gold in them hills. There's gold in them hills.
Wave 98.3.
My heart is empty. See, I wanna be a better man.
Maybe what I gotta do.
Maybe what I gotta do.
Prove that my love is true.
Wave 98.3, Phil Perry, a better man. 346, Dino, always looking around trying to find out what's going on. I got all kinds of things I'm digging up. Everything from giant mushrooms to parking. Let's get into the parking. It got my interest down at Locarno. There was a bunch of sandbags that were piling up. Now, last year, they had a whole bunch of them along the walkway, and it was like they were trying to protect the houses because there was going to be a giant king tide. I haven't found out the details on that yet, but I did find out about parking. So this was the big deal last summer where they said, we're going to just do it for a year. And, of course, pay parking for a year. Yeah, sure. So what happened was they ended up doing the $1 an hour for pay parking. And apparently they made $148,000 at Spanish Banks. Spanish Banks was the only place that was a Vancouver park where you could actually get free parking, but not anymore. $1 an hour in the summer. Then they looked at it and they said, well, we're going to drop the price a little bit for fall. So they're now, for the first half, I guess it's for the first 2 hours, it's $1. And then thereafter, it's $1 thereafter per hour. So now you've been informed. You're still paying for parking at Spanish Banks.
Get ready to kick back and soak up the vibes because Craft Beer Week is back for more laid-back fun. November 1st to November 15th. Take part in 2 weeks of easygoing celebration highlighting craft breweries around the North Shore. And on November 15th, cap off the festivities with a wrap-up party at the Pipe Shop. Get your tickets early. Grab your friends and mark your calendars for Craft Beer Week. November 1st to November 15th on Vancouver's North Shore. Enjoy responsibly. Must be legal drinking age.
Join Ocean Film Festival Canada for an inspiring and visually breathtaking evening at Centennial Theatre November 7th, bringing you the world's best ocean films from above and below the surface. This year's festival highlights the beauty and power of the ocean, featuring divers, surfers, oceanographers, and marine life. Let's make waves together. Proceeds from the Ocean Film Festival support the Pacific Salmon Foundation and Seymour Salmonid Society. This event will sell out. Get your tickets early at oceanfilmfestivalcanada.ca.
Wave weather. Still a risk of a thunderstorm this evening. Cross your fingers. We'll see what happens. Winds are going to pick up to 20 kilometers. Not too heavy, but it'll be a little bit of wind coming in. Get some of those leaves off the trees. And then tomorrow we're going to have a spring-like day. Sunshine, clouds, big puffy ones like we had today. And the possibility of showers as well. after that, come Friday, looking at the weekend, it's going to be a wet one. Rain on Friday and Saturday and Sunday until Monday when we get the sunshine back again. Right now at 555 West Georgia, don't have to worry about any of that rain. It's 14 degrees and it's dry. Lake Street Dive, Dance with a Stranger. When I saw the concert, it was wonderful, I'll tell you that much. And everyone's yelling, Rachel, we love you. And wow, she's got charisma, that girl. Wave 98.3.
Stay. CIWVFM at 98.3 FM. Heard anywhere on mobile devices and online anytime at wave983.fm.
It's 4 o'clock with Dino on your radio, and here's what's making waves in Vancouver. On Election Day, some communities will be able to use buses for free. BC Transit in areas outside of Metro Vancouver and some cities is providing free transit on Saturday. Here's a list of the few areas in BC. Victoria Regional District, Port Alberni, Nanaimo, Salt Spring Island, Kamloops, Penticton, South Okanagan, Vernon, Comox Valley, Cowichan Valley, and you are correct, Vancouver is not on the list. Polls will be open 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. on Saturday. As BC voters break the advanced polling record, the three leaders are converging on Vancouver Island. Leaders of British Columbia's three main political parties have converged on Vancouver Island in the final stage of campaigning, with record numbers of voters already casting their ballots in advanced polling. Election BC says 778,000 people have already voted so far via advanced polling. And the last time they did advanced polling was in 2020. They had less than that. NDP leader David Eby and BC Conservative leader John Rustat will both be making announcements in Nanaimo, with Green Party leader Sonia Firstineau is in Victoria. The NDP has long regarded the island as a stronghold, but Rustat has said he regards it as a winnable territory, where while both the Green two seats are on the island presently. Eby will also be traveling the island for campaign events in Ladysmith, Duncan, and Victoria, while Rustat will be spending much of the day in Nanaimo, where he's also speaking at an evening campaign rally. And drivers were trapped for 4 hours or more last night after the northbound lanes of Highway 99 near the George Massey Tunnel closed because of a crash. The collision occurred during